我们今天要来看《生命记》第六章。
Today we are going to study Deuteronomy chapter 6.
最大的诫命。
The greatest command.
在这之前呢，有几句话要交代的。
Before I start the sermon today, there are a few words I would like to say.
星期二要投票了啊。
Tuesday is the voting day.
如果你们在团契的群里面，你们时不时会收到我告诉大家不要在群里头讨论政治的事。
So if you are in your fellowship group, you probably have received the reminder from me constantly that do not discuss politics.
但是如果跟圣经原则有清楚的关系的，我们是可以在群里头谈的。
But if there's a very clear connection to the principles told in the Bible, we can discuss in the fellowship group.
那有时候有人就误会了那一句话，就认为说我们在教会的时候都不可以谈政治。
Sometimes people misunderstood what I said and says that we cannot discuss politics in the church.
我的意思是说不要在微信或者 LINE 群里头不要在 social media 上面在团体的群里头去讨论。
What I really meant was do not discuss politics in the social media such as WeChat and LINE, all those forums.
我其实也有加上说大家见面的时候你要谈欢迎谈啊。
I also would like to add that when you see each other in person, yeah, feel free to discuss.
因为见面的时候谈的时候我们比较容易讲得清楚。
Because when we discuss this in person, it's very likely that we can communicate clearly.
另外呢，我也希望说大家的信仰跟你们生活的每一方面都有关联，而不是脱节。
On the other hand, I would like to see your faith is connected to every aspect of your life, if they are not disjointed.
那我为什么要谈这个呢？因为接下来我们要投票的当中有一项是跟堕胎有关系的。
Why do I want to discuss this? Because one of the proposals on the ballot is about abortion.
我们去年的时候请了在东岸的一位医生来跟我们这里讲了好几堂，那时候我们都还在线上。
Last year, while we were still on virtual meetings, we invited a doctor from East Coast that shared the details of abortion with us.
圣经的原则是清楚的。
The principle given in the Bible is very clear.
堕胎不是只是堕了一样东西，而是杀生命。
Abortion is not just to get rid of one thing and one item, it is actually to kill a life.
前几个星期我跟你们说到，以色列人当他们进到以色列地的时候，神最不喜悦的一件事情就是流无辜人的血。
So the Bible told us when Israelites went to the promised land, one thing that God hated the most is to shed the blood of the innocent.
如果有一个无辜的人的话，那就是婴孩。在肚子里。
One innocent person is the baby in mother's womb.
我们不可流无辜人的血。
We cannot shed innocent blood.
所以提醒大家，周二的时候去投票的时候，请你们按着神的子民基督徒的这个身份，按着神的心意去投票。
So I would like to remind everyone on Tuesday when you cast your ballot, please follow God's will, God's heart to cast your vote.
你开车你有时候会看到 number one, number two, number three, yes, no, 我看了都不晓得他在讲什么，他只告诉你说你看到这个号码就投 yes, 看到那个号码就投 no, 我不要在这里这么说啊，请大家仔细的注意里面讲什么，然后按着圣经的教导来去投你们的。
When you drive on the road, you see a lot of advertisement, big billboard saying proposal one, two, three or something,then cast yes or no without details. So make sure you study, you know what they mean, and cast your vote according to God's will.
有人会说要考虑到母亲的心理的健康。
Someone may say, it needs to consider the mental health, the psychological health of the mothers.
是没错啊。
It is, yeah, for sure.
我们同时也不要忘了，堕胎是杀无辜人的生命。
At the same time, we cannot forget that abortion is to kill an innocent life.
相等于一个母亲生了一个 baby 六个月大，她被这个婴孩搞得快疯了，陷入一个绝望的地步。她是不是可以把六个月大的孩子杀了呢？
It's equivalent to a mother and who has a six-month-old baby, and she's driven crazy by the baby, and her life is driven into a desperate situation. And does it mean that she can kill that six-month baby?
我们都会同意说，快疯的母亲的遭遇是值得我们注意以及可怜的。
We all agree that we sympathize with the situation of that the mother who was driven crazy.
我们也应该可以同意，六个月大的孩子也不能够因此被杀了。
We also agree that that should not be the reason to kill a six-month-old baby.
你知不知道我们华人本来在某一个方面呢，比西方人更有人情味。
Do you realize that we Chinese, in some aspect, are more humane than the Westerners?
原来我们华人呢，小孩子一出生是几岁？
So when
the, 一岁啊。
When the children are born in Chinese culture, how old are they? They are 1 year old.
不是零岁。
It's not zero.
因为我们自古以来就有一个观念，在母腹里头，就是 baby 开始的时候。
So we had this long tradition and the recognition that when babies were still in mother's wombs, the life already started.
不晓得什么时候我们中国人、华人也被西方人骗了啊！出生的时候才是零岁。
We don't know when the we Chinese also fooled that the Western culture that the age started when they are born.
因为这是有关人生命的事，有关一个无辜人的血，所以这是非常重要的。
Because this is concerning a life, concerning the innocent blood, so this is a critical matter.
我在此特别提醒做基督徒的公民啊。
I would like to remind those Christian citizens.
我们一起来祷告，我们开始今天的信息。
Let's pray and we'll start today's sermon.
天父，我们来到你跟前，求主你来带领我们，让我们在你的话语当中能够听，并且谨慎的听。
Lord, we pray, we thank you for today, and we pray that in your words, help us to listen, to truly listen what you are telling us.
晓得你是独一的神，那我们能够尽心、尽性、尽意的来爱你。
Let us know that you are the one and only God, and help us and let us love you with all your heart and soul and strength.
祷告奉耶稣基督名求。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
那有一个人呢就问他的朋友说，在英文字里头哪三个字是最美丽的。
A man once asked some of his friends, what are the three most beautiful words in the English language?
有一个还没有结婚单身的朋友就说，最漂亮的三个字就是我爱你。
One unmarried single young man said, to me, the most wonderful words in the English language is, I love you.I love you.
另外一个结婚的男孩呢就说这个最漂亮的就是 home sweet home, 我不知道这中文怎么翻啊。
A married man said the three most wonderful words are home sweet home.
第三个人就说最漂亮的三个字就是 enclose, find, check.
The third man said to me the three most wonderful words are enclosed, find, check.
就是你打开之后你就可以看到你的支票。
Which means when you open the envelope, like you see a check.
我们现代的文化呢，人越来越这个物质主义。
Our culture nowadays is people are very stubborn.
我们眼睛越向钱来看。
We focus more and more on money.
我们其实在进行一个文化的征战。
We are actually in a war of culture.
这是一场年轻人灵魂的征战。
It's a war to fight for the soul of the young people.
战场是在家庭里。
The battleground is in each one's home.
征战的内容是真理。
The fighting, the content is truth.
因为我们活在一个失去 原则失去标准的一个时代。
Because we live in an era that lost its standard, its compass.
很多的事情不是左派右派的问题，很多的问题是对与错的问题。
A lot of issues are not just left and right. The true essence of the issues are right or wrong.
所以今天我们要来特别谈到家庭的要注意的一个问题。
So today we want to focus on the crucial issues that we need to pay attention in each family.
一听到家庭，很多有一部分的人就觉得这跟我无关啊，不影响我。
Some people, when they hear family, saying, okay, this does not concern me.
你的孩子已经大了，或者还没有出生啊。
Some may say, my children are already grown up, or I don't have kids yet.
甚至我还没结婚啊。
Or some even say, I'm not even married yet.
但是身为基督的身体教会呢，我们是属于一个家庭。
But as a body of Christ, we as a church is, we have the obligation.
我们有一个使命，就是使万民做主的门徒。
We are given the responsibility to disciple all people.
这包括在我们当中的孩子们。
Including the children among us.
我们这个门徒训练的对象不是这跟我们同辈的人而已。
The disciple training, the target is not just ours, the people of our same age.
我们门徒训练的对象是所有的人，包括小孩。
The target of our disciple training is everybody, including children.
在我们的家属灵的家里头，我们最常忽略的两群人，就一个就是年长的，一个就是小孩子。
In our spiritual home, two groups of people are often ignored, neglected. One group is the elderly, the other group is the children.
年长的，我们都归给他们自己的孩子去照顾。
We put all the elderly to be taken care of by their own children.
小孩的我们都归给他们自己的父母去照顾。
And we let the parents to take care of their small children.
我们忘了万民做主的门徒包括的年长的跟小孩。
We forget that we are told to, we have the responsibility to disciple the all people, including elderly and children.
所以今天的信息是给所有的人。
So today's message is for all.
我们要来注意的听。
We need to listen intently and carefully.
首先呢，四到六节我们看到父母做大人啊，我们人啊本身的这个部分。
First, we can look at the verses from 4 to 6. It talks about the parents themselves.
我们来念一下上面的经文，我稍微把它按着。原文的这个排法稍微排了一下啊，跟中文没有差啊，但是呢，我把这个位置稍微调整一下，读起来可能有不同的一个味道。
Let's read the verse 4 to 6, displayed here, and there's a minor adjustment to make the read more smoothly.
我们一起来读。
Let's read.
你要听以色列啊，以色列啊是我们的神。耶和华是独一的，你要敬爱耶和华你的神，尽心尽心尽力。这些话我今日吩咐你的，要在你的心上。首先他在这里，在我们还没有谈到如何教小孩的时候，第一件事情他说你们要听。
So here, before we start,teaching our children, the first thing it reminds us is to listen.
谁要听呢?
Who needs to listen?
以色列啊。
Israel.
这里带着惊叹号说以色列啊要听。
Here is an exclamation mark says here, O Israel.
也就是神的百姓啊。
It also means these are the God's people.
今天我们在新约里头我们信主的人也成为神的百姓啊。
So today in the New Testament era,We, those who believe in the Lord, are God's people.
所以这一段话的属灵原则也是对我们说的。
So the spiritual principle explained here also applies to us.
要听我们每一位信耶稣的弟兄姐妹们。
Hear everyone who believes in the God.
为什么要听呢?
Why to listen?
因为耶和华是我们的神。
Because Jesus is the Jesus is our God.
耶和华是我们的神，他是造我们的，他是救赎我们的救主。
God is our God, and He made us, and He is also saving us.
他是我们晚上睡下去，第二天能够让我们苏醒起来的神。
He is also the God who let us fall asleep at night and wake up the second day.
他是那一位使我们每早晨都有气息的那一位神。
He is also the God who gives us every breath each morning.
他是使我们心跳能够持续的那一位神。
He is the God who keeps our heart pumping each day.
耶利米哀歌三章二十二节怎么说？我们不致消灭，是出于耶和华诸般的慈爱，因他的怜悯不致断绝，每早晨都是新的，你的信实极其广大。
In Lamentation chapter 3 verse 22-23 said, Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for His compassion never fail. They are new every morning, great is your faithfulness.
他的意思是说，每一天早晨我们起来，有一个新的早晨，我们还没有过去，我们不致消灭，都是神的慈爱。
It says every morning is new, and we are not consumed because we are still alive. It's all because of God's love.
有人说神的信实在哪里？神的信实就在每一天早晨，我们还能够看见太阳光，我们还能够有气息过新的一天的生活。
And God's faithfulness is there because each morning when we wake up, we can see the sunlight, we have a breath, we can experience this new wonderful world that God made.
希伯来书告诉我们说，整个世界在神的掌握之中，神在那里维持着的。
The Hebrews told us, every the whole world is under God's control, and God is controlling every aspect of this earth.
每一天太阳如果还从东边上来
，Every day if the sun rises from the east,
神还在掌权
，God is in control.
听为什么要听？因为我们每一天。每一分每一秒都是神的恩典。
To listen, why do we need to listen? Because every moment of our life is God's mercy.
同样的，这一位神为我们的罪而死在十字架上，救赎我们。
And also because the Lord died on the cross and gave us salvation.
我们要听，不是因为神霸道。
We need to listen. It's not because this God is ruthless and authoritarian.
因为这一位神他口中出的每一句话是生命，是我们的光。
Because every word coming from God is life, is the light of this life.
是叫我们这些在黑暗中的人能够得到光，得到丰盛的生命。
It gives us light to those of us who are in the darkness.
谁要听呢？神的百姓要听。为什么要听？因为他是我们的神。
Who need to listen? God's people. And why? Because He is our God.
要听什么呢?
What do we need to listen?
也就是他是我们的神。
We need to listen that He is our God.
他是我们独一的神。
And He is one and only God.
在座的父母，你们要教导儿女之前，你们要先做一个愿意听的人。
So those parents in the audience, before you start teaching your children, you need to become the person who is willing to listen.
听神的话。
Listen to God's words.
不是听那101步如何做这个成功父母的这个手册。
Not to listen to the 101 steps to become a successful parent.
乃是听神的话，遵守，做一个蒙主喜悦的门徒。
Listen to God's words and to be a Christian that's pleasing to God.
做父母的不是从方法开始，乃是从基督徒的生命开始。
To be parent is not to start methods, but it's to start of the identity of being a Christian.
然后他接着说，你们要爱耶和华你们的神。
Next, it talks about into love God, your God, love.
所以我们不但要用听的，我们的心要去爱这位神。
Not only do we need to listen, but also we need to love God with our heart.
这里说尽心、尽性、尽力。
Here it talks about with all your heart, your soul, and your might.
尽心啊，这心是指我们里面的人的这个里面最里面的部分。
The heart means what's inside human's body, and this is a part of part of us.
心呢是在属于这种我们所有的情感，我们所有的动机，我们所有的动作的这个发源点啊。
It's the origin of all of our emotions, our actions, and everything we do of our daily life.
内心深处是我们最真实的一个面目。
The deepest part of our heart is the real aspect of who we are.
在我们内心里头最真的地方，有没有找到对神的爱？
In the most depths of our heart, do you find God's love there?
那这里不是只是说用心来爱神，而且是尽心爱神。
It talks about to use your heart to love God. It says with all your heart.
有谁配得占据我们所有的心？
Who is deserving to be occupying all of our heart?
你谈恋爱的时候说我把心都掏出来给你。
When you are in love, you say, I gave you my heart.
但是后来发现这样子的人不配我把心掏出去要收回来。
And later find out this person doesn't deserve it, I want to take back.
不管是什么，但是我告诉你，神是配得占据我们所有的心。
No matter what, I tell you that God is worthy of taking over all of our heart.
因为他将自己的爱子毫无保留地为我们死在十字架上。
Because he did not spare his one and only son, and Jesus Christ died on the cross for us.
我们不但要尽心，我们还要尽性啊！这里性啊，是指的我们的情感，我们整个人，英文叫 soul 啊，就是生命啊。
Not only with our hearts, next is with all of our soul. Here in the, it means all the emotions and all the our thoughts.
这个字呢，可以同时讲到我们的所谓魂，或者我们的整个人生啊，我们情感的部分啊。
It's also talking about the soul is the every aspect of our emotional life.
所以不是只是所谓有心就好，连我们的情感，我们整个人都是要尽我们整个人来爱神。
Not just with heart, but with our soul, our emotional being, everything is to love God.
有时候我们讲有心就好，这个变成是非常广泛用的字，意思就是说我不出任何的力，我有心就好。这种的心不是真的心啊。
So in the with heart, sometimes we misuse that as okay, as long as I'm thinking of it, and I don't have to give any contribution, and so it's not that.
所以第三就是要尽力啊，力是指我们所有所发出来的力量啊。
The third aspect is all our might and strength, so everything we can give.
今天有什么事情需要用力量呢？
Today, what consumes you, what needs you to put in a lot of might and strength?
你现在坐在那里不睡着也需要用力，是不是？
If you sit in the audience, you don't fall asleep, that takes effort. That takes strength.
所以在某个层面上，你现在在尽力的爱神，不睡觉啊。
If you try your hardest not to fall asleep, and that is also to love.
我们所做的走所走的路都是要用力。
Every step we take, it takes strength.
从内心里面发出对神的爱，从渗透在每一个的我们的情感里头，然后我们整个人里头发出一个力量去做每一件事情，我们所付出的每一份力气，都是为爱神而做。
So to love God with God occupying all of our heart, and we love God with all our emotions, and we use every strength, every breath we have to love God.
做父母的这个不是那么容易。
For parents, this is not an easy matter.
就是我一天上班回来之后累了。
So each day after work, I'm exhausted.
我累的那个时刻爱做什么？
When I'm tired, what do I want to do?
我想的是我想坐下来什么都不动。
What I would like to do is to sit down, do nothing.
我爱休息啊。
I love to take a rest.
我可以说我一天劳累了，我难道不配有自己的时间吗？
I can say I have worked toiled so hard for the whole day, Don't I deserve to have a moment of rest?
在那个时候怎么尽心尽心尽力的爱神呢？
In that moment, how do you love God with all your heart and soul and might?
在那个时候怎么因为爱神而爱妻子呢？在那个时候又怎么样爱神而花当有的余剩的时间跟力气来教养儿女呢？
At that moment, how do you love God and to reflect that one in loving your wife and teaching your children when you're so exhausted?
第三点啊，他讲到说这些话我今日吩咐你的要在你的心上。
The third aspect, it says the words I tell you today need to impress them on your heart.
中文圣经说要记在心上。
It needs to remember them in your heart.
这里更基本的是要在你的心上。
So the very fundamentally here is to remember them in your hearts.
不是只是记得啊。
It's not just a purely simply to remember.
然后我回去之后我记得我太太要我倒垃圾，但是呢我心不在那里，我不去做，但是我记得。
So it's a simple example. It's like when I go back, I remember that my wife asked me to take out the trash. I remembered, but my heart is not there.
然后太太就说你这些事你都不在你的心上，然后你就回一句说我都记得啊。
And the wife may complain saying all these things are not on your heart. You say, okay, I remember them.
但不在你的心上。
But they are not on your hearts.
所以在这里讲到说我这些话我今日吩咐你的要在你的心上，是讲到你珍惜这些的话。
So here the verse 6 says, these commandments that I gave you today are to be upon your hearts. Here it means to treasure, to cherish these words.
你顾念神要对你说的是什么？
You cherish the words that God gave you.
有一个在这个南美洲的一个视频。
There's a video, a short video from South America.
在那里你就会注意到有一个很特别的地方。那一次聚会当中，牧师在那里就呼吁他的这个会众。
In that video, I noticed that there's something like the pastor was passionately called upon his people.
他就呼吁他的会众把他们的一生都献给耶稣。
He called his people to yield their whole lives to Jesus.
让他们的生活都顺服。
And let their life to obey God's teaching.
然后忽然之间有一个人呢，他就拿起他身上的这个手帕。
And one of the parishioners took a white handkerchief.
白色手帕他就在空中摇。
And he waved the white handkerchief in the air.
然后接着其他人也跟着他，也把这个手帕白色手帕在空中摇。
Then one by one, others also took out their white handkerchiefs and waved them in the air.
做什么呢？
What does that mean?
就好像一个白旗在空中摇，说我投降。
It's almost like a white flag, and they are waving that in the air and saying that we surrender.
我投降，我不再跟神挣扎，我完全将我的一生降服给神。
We surrender to God. We no longer fight. And we want to follow him through our whole life.
这是我们每一个人所需要在神面前不断的更新的部分。
This is every one of us that needs to refresh ourselves, renew the covenant with God.
后面七到九节呢，讲到教导小孩的部分。
Verse 7 to 9 talks about the teaching children part.
第一个是要讲，要不断的教导你的儿女。
The first one talk about continue and like non-stopping to teach your children.
中文翻成是殷勤的教导也没错。
Chinese says very patiently to teach your children.
那个字是英文有一个字叫 persistent, 就是坚持而不放弃的一种的精神的去教导。
In the English, there's a word persistent. It talks about you persevere, you do it, whatever it takes.
有小孩，有过小孩的，你就知道为什么要坚持不放弃、不绝望的教导啊。
If you have children, you know, you understand the meaning of perseverance here, and then you're persistent to teach your children not to give up.
那圣经的话也很现实，他也不会认为说你教导一次，小孩子就学了，会了。
So the scripture in the Bible is very realistic too. It doesn't say you teach your children once, they remember.
要持久将神的真理深深地注入到一个人的生命当中。
It says continuing doing so and to impress upon the truth of God to children's heart.
英国有一个诗人曾经跟叫 Samuel， 他跟他的一个朋友在讨论一件事情。
A British poet Samuel discussed one item with his friend.
他的朋友就说他非常相信说小孩子呢，你不可以告诉他，不可以教导他任何有关信仰的事情，当然他自己长大，让他有这个自由来选择他要信的是什么。
His friend had this belief that you should not force any religious teaching beliefs on the children. Let them grow freely so when they grow up, they can pick their own desire.
有没有听过这样子的说法？
Have you heard of such a saying?
我相信有一些的父母在我们当中也是这样子的想法。
I believe some of the parents even among us have similar beliefs.
所以这个诗人呢 ,Samuel 呢也不跟他这个辩论，他就邀请他到了他的花园。
So this poet Samuel did not argue with his friend. He brought his friend to his garden.
他的花园是那种从来不整理的花园。
His garden is a type of garden without any care.
他朋友看了说，你这个也叫花园啊。
And his friend said, is this called a garden?
没有花都是野草。
There are no flowers, only weeds here.
然后 Samuel 就回答说，你要明白一点，我从来不干涉我花园的自由。
So Samuel mentioned, you need to realize that I did not wish to infringe upon the liberty of the garden in my way.
我要让我的花园自由地表达。
I was just giving the garden a chance to express itself.
这是有根据的哈，
there's a record of this.
因为罪的后果，地受了咒诅。你让地自由的发挥的话，自由的表达的话，就是一大堆的荆棘。
Because of sin, the earth was cursed. If you let the earth to express itself freely, then all the weeds and all the thistles will grow.
我们都是罪人，我们让一个罪人自由的表达的话，他会表达出什么东西来
？We are all sinners. If we let sinners to express their own desires.What kind of outcome will they bring?
还有一个小女孩呢，有一次就叫着她妈妈说，妈妈，你知道那个花瓶，那个在这个柜子里的这个花瓶啊。
One little girl once called out, hey, mommy, do you know that vase in the china cabinet?
就是我们家族了，一代传一代，这个祖宗传下来的这个花瓶。
That one that has been handed down from generation to generation from our family.
妈妈就回答说，亲爱的，我知道啊，怎么了
?Mom said, yes dear, I know which one you're talking about, what happened?
小女孩就说，妈妈，对不起，那花瓶到这一代就摔了。
And little girl said, well, mommy, I'm sorry, but this generation just dropped it.
会不会心疼啊？
Will you be heartbroken?
基督的信仰会不会比花瓶更重要？
Is the faith in Jesus Christ more precious than that vase?
如果到了下一代就摔了，
If it's broken in the next generation, what a pity would that be?
你想到那个祖传的这个花瓶一摔，大家心里面都会痛了一下，那信仰丢了呢？
To think about that precious vase that's handed down from generation to generation, if that's broken, you felt heartbroken. How aboutThe precious belief.
第二个讲到，无论坐在家里、行在路上、躺下起来，都要谈论。
The second aspect talks about, no matter where you are, you sit at home, and when you walk along the road, and when you lie down, and you need to keep talking, discussing.
这里有两点啊，一个就是不要让你的孩子与家里。及家外的生活脱节。
There are two points. First is to do not let your children to be isolated from your life in home and outside.
他也许不能跟着你一起去上班。
He may not be able to go to work with you.
但是你也不要让他跟你的上班生活脱节。
But he should not be separated from the life of your working life.
让他们知道你的生活。
Let them understand and know your life.
第二，也不是只是让他们知道所有的事情，而是让他们知道每一件事情跟神有什么关系。
The second point is not to know everything, but to understand the connection between everything and God.
他这不是说在家里行在路上躺下起来你都要手里面拿着一本圣经跟他不断的读圣经，这不是这个的意思。
It does not mean that when you walk on the road, you lie down, get up, and you hold the Bible and talk to them about Bible every moment. It doesn't mean that.
而是你在家里面在路上所看的事情所接触的事情，你躺下的时候起来的时候所有的事情，这跟神有什么关系？
It says that when you walk on the road, you lie down, you get up, and then you reflect on everything you face, and then understand the connection between that thing and God.
我们刚刚读了一段，就说孩子问那个你们的时候，这是什么意思？你们要回答，是不是？
So we read the scripture says if the future generation asks, what does this law mean? You need to answer.
有孩子在我们身边常常提醒我们说这是什么意思的时候，也是提醒我们生活跟神什么关系。
When children beside us kept asking us, what does this mean? And it reminds us, what is the relationship between our life and God?
这是做父母的好处。
And this is the benefit of being parents.
你告诉你的小孩说，我们生活每一件事情都要跟神有关。
You tell your children that everything in our life has a connection to God.
他下一分钟就问你，爸爸，你现在做的这事情跟神什么关系？
The next thing he will ask, okay, daddy, what is the thing you are doing right now? What is the connection between this thing and God?
他会变成你的监督人。
He will become a supervisor, someone who monitors you every moment.
他还告诉你说，爸爸，你这不是有点像说谎吗？
And he will also tell you, like, daddy, are you lying? You are a hypocrite.
你怎么去狡辩呢？他脸上都露出一层。
How can you argue and defend yourself when you see the innocent expression on his face?
所以孩子需要在我们生活实际上看到神到底有多重要。
So children need to see how important God is in our everyday life.
第三就是在这个第八跟第九节讲到说要习在手上，要写在这个门框上。
The third point is expressed in verse 8 and 9. It says, tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads.
也就是说到处都要有一个提醒，就是提醒这个神在我们的生活当中。
It means that everywhere we see, we need to have a reminders of a God in our life.
我记得我在 Omaha 的时候有一个家庭我做学生的时候进到他家庭他家庭并不是很整齐很干净的，是有点乱的，因为他有几个小孩
啊。I remember when I was a student in Omaha, I went to visit a family, and that family had many children, so the family was not very organized or tidy.
他墙上都是很多小孩子画的东西，然后我注意到墙上这个小孩子的高度那边他常常会放经文。
So I noticed a lot of drawings on the wall by the kids. I also noticed that at the height of the kids, there were many scriptures.
所以他在他的这个他屋子里头在各处的地方能够不断的在提醒小孩子。
So in his home,He puts every reminder for the kids to see.
真的求神来帮助我们。
We ask God to help us.
帮助我们能够将我们的这个信仰能够传到下一代。
Help us to pass on our faith to the next generation.
第七到第九节这里另外一个让我们看见的是，无论我们做什么，小孩子都要在身边。
Verses 7 to 9 also remind us, no matter what we do, and children need to be beside us.
父母是把我们的生活变成一个榜样来教导小孩。
And parents need to turn their life to be examples and models for their children.
最后我要用几分钟的时间要稍微讲一下。
Next, I want to use a couple of minutes to talk about the next item.
我们最近在讨论的一件事情。
Recently, we've been discussing one thing.
就父母跟儿女一起敬拜。
Is to worship together, for parents and children to worship together.
我们在讨论当中，我们在思考当中，但是从神的话里面是清楚的。
We are still in the process of discussing, but it is clear from God's words.
因为从这个出埃及记到生命记，然后你看到在生命甚至在尼希米记里头，你看到在这个历代之下都有提到说，当神召集人众人在他面前有一个很严肃的一个聚会的时候，小孩子都在当中。
In the scripture from Exodus to Deuteronomy to Numbers and to Nehemiah, all the books talk about when God is calling people together to talk about an important matter. He called the whole family together, adults and children together.
你在摩西五经里面还有在其他地方，你会常常发现到说，当这个聚会的当中，你的小孩问你这是什么意思的时候，你要回答。
In the five books of Moses, it mentioned that when your children ask you, what does this mean? You need to answer them.
所以神召集这些会议，就是百姓们在他面前敬拜的时候，特别有吩咐说，不但是男的、女的，还有小孩。
So when God called all the people together, it specifically called out, not just men, women, also including children.
所以有这个层面的话，我们今天的聚会是有一些缺乏的，缺欠的。
So from this aspect, there's something missing in our today's worship.
有几件事情，一个是小孩子被分开的时候，他们就没有看到父母敬拜神的榜样。
So one thing is when children are separated from parents, they don't see parents worshiping God as their model and example.
当小孩跟父母分开的时候呢，小孩在他生活经验里头，那个信仰的那个最中心的人物不是他的父母，是主日学老师。
So when children are separated from their parents, and for that moment, the center of their faith and the center of their life is not their parents, but the Sunday school teacher.
当我们把它分开的时候呢，另外就是小孩子也跟其他大人有一个距离。
So when they separate the kids from the parents, and there's also a distance between children and adults.
那他慢慢的也发现这个，他的在他的信息当中，与其他的大人他就没有一个所谓的团体的一种的community 的一个观念。
So that gradually will have this idea in their head that they don't have the sense of community.
还有一个缺欠的就是当小孩子常常在这些聚会中缺席的时候呢，他们没有办法直接听到大人所听的信息。
The other thing that's missing is when children are separated from adults and they are not able to listen to the same message that the parents are listening to.
我们常常有一个观念认为说小孩子听不懂。
In most often, we think we have this idea that children do not understand.
你会很惊讶小孩子能够听懂多少。
You'll be surprised at how much kids can actually comprehend.
你会很惊讶小孩子会能够知道整个世界的宣教需要。
You can understand the children will know the demand, the need of this whole gospel sharing the whole world.
你读教会历史的话，有不少的人从年轻的时候、年幼的时候就开始对神有一个敬畏、爱神的心，愿意一生来服侍神。
When you read a lot of history, you will know a lot of early, a lot of ministries and their people started very young. They devoted their heart and they have this all for God.
我自己在马来西亚，出来的，那我在马来西亚的时候从小就接触的教会。
I came from Malaysia and I was in contact with God, with church when I was very young.
当然我们小学的时候呢，我们并没有就跟大人坐在一起，但是我们一到过了12岁，我们就加入成年人的敬拜当中。
In elementary school, we did not sit together with adults, but after getting to 12 years old, we joined the adult worship and sermons.
我发现到好多个我前后的这同一代的这些的弟兄姐妹们，好多个都是在年轻的时候就决定了他们将来怎么服侍神。
I found out many of my people, like a few years older or younger than me, my same generation, committed their life to Jesus when they were very young.
所以这个层面是我们今天有一些缺乏的。
So we are a little short from this aspect of today's worship.
那为了这个呢，我们现在在考虑，有可能呢，我们一个月一次，我们全部一起的来敬拜。
So because of this, we are thinking about once a month, we'll have a worship. The whole congregation will worship together.
但是呢，我们会有一个就是我们让已经开始上学的小孩进来啊。那还没有上学前的小孩呢，如果坐得住，我们也欢迎啊。要不然的话，我们也有小孩的看顾。
We will let the children who already entered school to join us in the worship. And for those who are before the school age, if they can sit down and they can sit for that long, we welcome to join us as well.
啊，可能有人担心到时候很吵怎么办？
Someone may say, how about it becomes very noisy?
很吵也是他们在学习的过程当中。
Even being noisy, it's also a process for them to learn.
我们会尽量采取措施啊，但是他们也有他们要学习的过程。一个月一次啊，我们打算要这么的尝试。
We try to handle that as best as we can, but they deserve the opportunity to learn. So we'll start the trial of once a month.
什么时候开始不知道啊，但是呢，我们现在在谈这件事情。那我想今天既然谈到《生命记》第六章，借此跟大家说一下啊。
We don't have a start date yet, but because today we're talking about Deuteronomy chapter 6, so I want to bring this topic to all.
好，我越过很多，要不然我们到11点半还没讲完。这个是我在四年前到东岸去玩的时候，有一个弟兄就带我到他的教会。
So this photo was from a few years back. I went to visit a friend in the East Coast. He brought me to his church.
那教会嘛，把一个这个犹太人的会堂买下来了。
The church bought a synagogue from a Jewish community.
我的印象当中，犹太人的会堂是没有停车场的啊，但是他那边是有的。
Yeah.So idea was for the Jewish synagogue, there would be no parking, but at that place, there are a lot of parking.
哎，你知道犹太人他们安息日来的时候不可以开车的啊。
You know, for Jewish tradition, they cannot drive on the Sabbath day.
所以他们不需要停车场。
So they don't need a parking lot.
但这一个是有的啊。
But this particular place has a parking lot.
我进去的时候，他们的这个大堂的前面就放了这两个字。
So when I entered the in the front of the auditorium, there are these words.
这是希伯来字。
Those are Hebrews.
叫什么？
What does it mean?
Shema 就是听。
Shema means hear.
以色列。
Hear Israel, O Israel.
以色列人在历史中学习惨痛的这个功课，因为他们没有听。
So Israelites learned a hard lesson in their history because they did not listen.
他们没有听，他们的下一代就离开神。
They did not listen intently, and their next generation strayed away from God.
他们没有听，他们的国家就亡国。
They did not listen, and then their country disappeared.
一个比较保守的这个犹太人呢，每一天早晨一次，晚上一次，都要念听啊，以色列。你的神耶和华我们的神，他是独一的神。
a conservative Jewish person would recite in the morning and evening both, saying like, "Hear, O Israel, God is one and only God."
让我们也因借此常常提醒我们自己。
Let's use this one to remind ourselves as well.
我们祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们来仰望你，求主你帮助我们，晓得你不单在我们的生命里头，更是在我们的家庭里头，更是在我们教会的团体的大家庭里头，你是主，你是王。
Dear Heavenly Father, and thank you. Please help us and lift our eyes and to see clearly that you are that one and only God, not only in our life, but also in our family, in every aspect of our life, in our community. You are the one and true, one and only God.
让我们不断的提醒被提醒，彼此的提醒，让我们能够爱神，尽心、尽性、尽力的爱神。
Let us remind each other and be reminded that we need to love our God with all our heart and soul and might.
也求主你能帮助我们将你的话语放在我们的心上。
Lord, help us to imprint your words in our heart.
祷告奉耶稣基督名求。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.